This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 18.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 18 of your Productive Muslim Heart Detox Challenge. So, for today, we are preparing, inshallah, for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And we really want to make the best of them. So, I want you to be reading the article on your Laylatul Qadr worship plan and how to make the best out of Ramadan. In it, it includes different tips for, that you should use in order to get the best out of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. One of them being to really take advantage of a dua that the Prophet ﷺ used to say, which was, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Now I remember this dua specifically because it wasn't the word used, tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni, fa'fu. It wasn't the same as saying astaghfirullah. You know, when you say astaghfirullah, you ask forgiveness from Allah. When you're saying, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni, it literally means, oh Allah, you are most forgiving and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. But the words afu and istighfar should not be conflated, because when we're looking at afu, we're looking at Allah not just forgiving your sin, but erasing it completely from your slate. Like, completely. It's gone. And it's a much more intensified version of forgiveness that you are asking Allah for, and recognizing that this is something that Allah loves, that Allah is generous with forgiveness. And in these last 10 nights, you are really going to supplicate this dua. With this as well, one of your tasks for today is to do a spring clean of your bedroom. If you are not like me and you are very organized, then your room looks fantastic all the time, then mashallah, that is great. For the rest of you who tend to be quite disorganized, a bit like me, then this is your chance to make sure nothing gets in the way of you really enjoying the last 10 days of Ramadan. Because what ends up happening, something that I tend to do, which is not so great, is when I commit myself to doing something, I give myself a list of tasks. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and that. And then, like many other people, I convince myself that I need to be in the correct environment to really feel like I can enjoy it. So, for example, if I want to stay up and do qiyam in my bedroom, I need to make sure that my bedroom looks really spotless so that I can feel quite zen, I can feel quite peaceful in my mind. And then I end up wasting time cleaning my room. So we want to do this in advance to make sure our room is completely spotless, get rid of anything that's clutter, anything that we don't need, to really be able to take advantage of the last 10 nights. Your last task is you are going to write down 5 good things that have happened to you, and you're going to make dua for these things to happen to someone else. So I am going to list down 5 good things that have happened to me now for you guys. Now, thing number one. Now, I'm thinking about these, and what I'm going to say is, so in order for me to list the 5 things, I need to explain a bit about myself and what I do. So I basically work on making Arabic learning fun for students, because I really did not enjoy learning Arabic growing up, and I want to change that. So a lot of the good things that have happened to me have tended to be related to that, because when I graduated, I had a dream that I definitely wanted to do something to help the Muslim Ummah. And I felt like for the past 2-3 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really opened doors for me to help those things happen. So the first really good thing that I'm grateful for is being able to work with Productive Muslim. My journey to working with Productive Muslim was not a very typical one. I remember being subscribed to them and receiving an email that I did not like. And I remember emailing back and I said, I don't like this email. This was quite cheeky. I don't rate you. It was a very informal email. And Brother Muhammad Faris, the CEO himself, personally responded and asked what could he have done to make this email better. And I was quite surprised, and so I responded quite lengthily to the email. And then from there, because of the way that I wrote, he then asked if I would be interested in volunteering as one of their editors. And now here I am, more than a year later, and alhamdulillah, this has probably been one of the most beautiful ways to impact someone's lives. Because for some of the articles that I've written, or even some of the articles that my co-editors have written, seeing the comments on them and seeing the way people say that their lives have been impacted is, it's phenomenal. You don't realize how many lives that you're changing through something that you see as so simple. Thing number two that I am grateful for. So in my journey to making Arabic learning easier, I don't have any background in graphic design or product design, and a lot of the time I have been using Google. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with remarkable people, knowledgeable people who have helped and supported me to ensure that my dreams happen, to make my dreams happen and materialize. Thing number three that I am grateful for, I am very grateful for my mother. I'd say that my mother has been like my number one fan. This is not like a description of my life story. These are genuine five things that I'm grateful for. So I am really, really grateful for my mother. She's been very supportive of me, very much on my case. She is my most honest fan as well, and will critique me on everything that I need critiquing on. And I'm very, very grateful for her. Thing number four that I am grateful for. I am grateful for my chief editor, who will probably kill me if she hears this podcast. But my chief editor, Dina, who works in Productive Muslim, is probably one of the most phenomenal people that I have ever met. Bismillahi mashallah la quwwata illa billah, Allahumma barik. I think she's definitely someone who has really brought out the best in me and really tried to ensure that I improve my writing skills, my editing skills, my brainstorming skills, and has when you work under her as an editor, she really tries hard, not just for you to provide good work as Productive Muslim, just for you to provide good work as a person. And then the last thing that I am grateful for is, in my attempts to make Arabic learning more fun, I have been working a lot on training teachers and getting good people to train them. And I am quite grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put me in contact with these people by chance. You know, when you look back and you realize that you met someone through an event that you probably weren't even intending on going to, and then you went to it, and then that event literally changed your life. So one particular lady I met at I met her daughter at a funeral. From there, literally because of that, I stayed in contact with her daughter, and her mother has absolutely helped and supported me through everything from then on. And so it's, you know, when you put the pieces together, literally one thing led to another, which led to another, which led to another. And this particular lady, by the way, has written some beautiful articles for Productive Muslim. And alhamdulillah, I have so much to be grateful for. And I think it's times like these, when good things happen, that I feel like I go to my mom like, Mama, you know, I really think Allah loves me, because look at this amazing thing that happened that came from something so small. And yeah, this is why you should all be grateful. And I think all of us can find something to be grateful for. I think all of us can find at least five things to be grateful for, given the many, many blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And so with these five things that you are grateful for, I want you guys to make dua for these to happen to someone else. So in my particular situation, a lot of the stuff that good things that happened to me were related to being an entrepreneur. And I pray that all of the stuff that happened to me, the doors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened from places that I could never imagine, I pray that Allah does the same for every aspiring entrepreneur out there, to make their life easier so that they can have a positive impact on the Muslim community. In the comments below, tell me what five things you have to be grateful for. And inshallah, tomorrow I will be with you, where we will be looking at how to stay healthy in the last 10 days of Ramadan. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I will be with you tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook, along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.